Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Matthew Nielsen, who is the fundraising coordinator for the Muscular Dystrophy Association here in Lansing. Good evening, Matthew. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing awfully well. Going along Facebook and talking to some friends on the phone, they're getting locked up on Wednesday, and at first I was startled. But then I found out it was for the 2011 MDA lockup. Why don't you tell us about this great event coming up on Wednesday?
Oh, I'd be happy to, Cheryl. Our lockup is on this Wednesday at the Knott House in Lansing. It's a great cause that lots of local business leaders around the area are taking part in to help fight against muscular dystrophy. And what they're doing is they're helping provide services for the local families and children in the area that are struggling with muscular dystrophy, providing services such as assisting in wheelchairs and leg braces. Also, we have a great MDA summer camp, which provides opportunities for local children to be able to do things they wouldn't normally be able to do, like go swimming and even climb trees. So it's a great opportunity.
We'll talk about the event a little bit, and then I definitely want to get more into summer camp and the services for the families in the area. What do they literally do, these folks who are involved, who are giving of their time to ask for donations also? Do they actually are taken or go to the Knott House for a period of time?
Yes, we've contacted these individuals in the community and set up a time for either a local police officer or a local firefighter to go pick them up, serve them their warrant, bring them down to the Knott House, get their souvenir mugshot behind bars, and sample our version of gourmet bread and water.
I love the idea of this. I mean, I love the creativity that went into this event to make it that much more fun for everybody involved. So when they're behind bars, and my fingers are doing the quote in quotes, they are then calling friends, family, business associates, whoever to, is that how it works, to pledge money to get them out?
Yes. Now, some of our most successful jailbirds, they've started to raise bail ahead of time. In fact, we've got a couple people so far, but for those who haven't raised their bail, they are given the opportunity to, we give them more than one phone call. we give them as many as they're needed to be able to call everybody and ask for help to be able to raise money for muscular dystrophy.
Are there goals in mind for everybody, or is it whatever they raise, or where is bail set?
The bail is set to be able to cover the cost of sending two kids to MDA summer camp. That's about $800 a piece, so the total bail is $1,600.
I love this idea. This is a huge fundraiser for the Muscular Dystrophy Association, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely one of our most successful events throughout the year.
Well, it's a fun way to go about it for everybody involved. Let's get back to services, which is what you're raising the money for. The summer camp is such a huge thing. I used to co-host the Jerry Lewis Telethon for Channel 6, so I'm aware and have always followed and had a soft spot in my heart for all of the services they provide. Tell us about that summer camp and why it's so important.
Oh, the summer camp is great. I've even been told by some of the patient children that it's better than Christmas because it makes it a chance for them to be able to do things that they're not normally able to do. They're not viewed as anybody different. You know, they're just the same as the next kid to the side of them. We even provide decorative cabins. Last year we did a pirate theme, and I believe this year we're going to go for a Route 66 theme.
Oh, I love that. And the important part is in some of the information that you sent to me, it's about a barrier-free week of just being a kid and everybody's, you know, everybody's just being a kid, which is the great part of it.
Yes, definitely. It's 1 week out of the year. I believe this year it is from June 17th to June 24th. It's in Lexington, Michigan, on YMCA camp. It's all fully handy accessible. And it's a great opportunity.
Well, and you just told us, you know, the costs involved, and it's no cost for the campers. Is that correct?
That is correct. There's no fees associated with that. So it gives them a great chance to have fun for the summer and gives the parents a break as well.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. What about other support and so forth that monies from the Muscular Dystrophy Association are working towards?
We have family support groups, individual support groups, clinic visits. We even go down to the flu shots, which cost about $30. And we ask some of our jailbirds that are having a tough time to help out with the $30 because the immune system really isn't up to par, and potentially they're saving lives for even for $30. So if anybody knows anybody out there who is struggling with bail, help them out with $30. You're really making a difference.
Well, and that is important, too. What I love about this lockup, and I've heard about it in years past as well, is it's such a community event. I mean, you've got, as you said, police and firefighters volunteering, I assume, their time to pick up the folks, to take them to the Nut House in Lansing, and cars are being provided locally as well.
Yes, that's correct. We also have cars provided by Graf Chevrolet. They've been a huge help for our firefighters to be able to go around and pick up these individuals who are helping us out with raising bail.
And don't we usually see firefighters involved with the MDA on other occasions as well, out passing a boot and so forth at traffic stops? I mean, so they're big supporters of the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Definitely. We couldn't do it without them. They really are a huge part of MDA success. With the Fill the Boot, they even join us at the MDA summer camp and help volunteer there as well.
Wow, that's a good group to have backing you, isn't it? What about clinics and research? That's all part of this, too, a huge part of the MDA.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And, you know, we have research clinics across the nation. I believe there's one clinic at MSU as well, and it costs about $74 just for 1 minute of research. And yet we don't have a cure yet, but we do have some treatments that we've been trying to implement and give to some of our patients that are making a huge difference. We've, I believe, found a treatment for Pompe disease, and being a neuromuscular disease, it's all fairly closely related. So as we're able to cross the list off, we get one done, it's a lot easier to go from there.
Well, absolutely. And when they're researching one thing, you never know if they came up with something in the process that they didn't see there before.
Definitely.
It's important, as you said, that the funds stay local, and I like that idea a lot. The other thing that I think I find interesting is technology and social media has made an event like this a little more fun and interesting as well, isn't it? Because that's where I first saw the dates and so forth, was on Facebook. People are helping to raise money that way.
Yeah, it is a great tool that they've implemented this year. As well as with Facebook, we've implemented it with Twitter and YouTube, people can put their own videos on there. You can post your own picture on your own personalized web page. People can make online donations, upload their email contacts, send out mass emails right from there, and even send out thank yous directly from there as well.
Well, it makes a big difference in a fundraising effort like that. Is there a website people can go to get some more information before Wednesday or for any time?
Yes, definitely. That would be joinmda.org/LansingLockup2011.
Perfect. Well, I think it's a great activity. It's kind of a fun way to go about something that needs to be some serious fundraising for. So we will look forward to it, and we'll check back in with you and see how it went.
Great. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Matthew Nielsen, who is fundraising coordinator for the Muscular Dystrophy Association here in Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.